This is a Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza from the Kinky Cast.
This is Kate Kinsey. I'm here with LD Beast of the Kinky Cast, and we are roaming the halls at Southeast Leather Fest, talking to all kinds of interesting kinky people. And I have a wonderful kinky person here, and a title holder, and you are Optimus.
I am.
And your title?
Mr. Southeast Leather Fest 2013.
Okay. That's a big thing. You got this wonderful vest with it on the back, and it looks so cool. And it looks really interesting because you're wearing red long johns right now.
Right now, yes.
It's sexy. It works on you.
Yeah, it's a union suit, so the bag is open.
Oh, is that why those are so popular? I see so many of them running around here. Is that the...
Likely, yes.
Likely?
We also have littles, so...
Yes, we talked to the
that,
little
that
yesterday.
That we know and love, and so there's... It depends. Like with most things, it depends.
Various ways of enjoying yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've had a whole year of a title, been running around doing... Was there a particular platform that you ran on, a particular charity or organization, or just a message that you wanted to get across, or was this just, damn it, I'm going to have a good time?
It was a little bit of both. I don't know. I like to dabble in it all. And so I spent some time trying to be intentional about merging some crossover between communities, between kink and leather and queer leather and even the swingers community, and actually got sponsored by Incognito's out in West Atlanta.
Great.
So it's a dungeon that kind of started as a more of a swinger kind of place,
mm-hmm.
but it wants to move over into leather space and education and things of that nature.
Well,
so,
that's great.
Right.
That's great.
And something else that's really important to me is education.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually did have the opportunity to teach a few classes over the course of the year. And as a member, and actually as the current president of Onyx Southeast, one of our main goals is to ensure that we're educating the community about safe, sane, and consensual BDSM,
mm-hmm.
and about kink, and about what it means to be leather, and just making sure we're bridging the gap between the community of people of color,
mm-hmm.
with the leather community, and bringing it all in. And I plan to have a really good time doing it, and I did.
I think so. I've seen several people greeting you with a lot of enthusiastic...
well, but we also...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to embarrass you.
Oh, no, that's not embarrassing at all. I need people to know that... That's what it can be like,
mm-hmm.
when you come back to your con, when you come back to your convention, because I only ran for Southeast Leather Fest because of what it feels like when you come here and you are here. And the fact that so many people can greet you like you've come home to a family reunion.
Long lost
when you
brother.
Walk in the door, right, and are like, when are you coming back to Baton Rouge, and are you still going to make it up to the mark? And so...
So I imagine you did quite a bit of traveling this year.
Yes. I did quite a bit of traveling. I don't have it all listed out, like I know how many states and classes and all that, like Boy River does.
Yeah.
Because he's much better at that than I am. But that's why I have the boy and the girl around, to keep some of that straightened out.
If you got the staff, use them.
Exactly.
Has there been a particular thing that you enjoyed the most about your time?
The most. I don't even know if I can say a particular place I went or a particular thing I did that I enjoyed the most. What I really appreciated was being able to tell people about Southeast Leather Fest they didn't know,
mm-hmm.
because that's also something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why don't you know about Southeast Leather Fest? It's amazing.
So how long have you been in the lifestyle?
About 4 or 5 years.
Okay, because we all pretty much knew we were perverts early on.
Yeah.
Most people I talked to say at an early age, they were watching some cartoon where a character got tied up and they went, ooh, I want to try that.
Or, you know... particular patterns of rubbing early on.
That
worked for me.
Okay.
And sometimes for others. So.
And you are based here in the Atlanta area?
Yes,
or?
I'm from Atlanta because I was born and reared here, and I stay so close to it. I live in Decatur, so right outside of Atlanta. But people who don't know won't understand that. So
when I'm
out and about, I say, yes, I'm from Atlanta.
I've lived in Decatur, and I know what you mean.
Right.
It's easier just to say I'm Atlanta.
Yes.
You're going to be here next year as just a party person? You'll be coming back to self next year?
I will come back to self next year.
So next year will be the 20th anniversary.
Yes, it will be.
And I'm hearing rumors about plans to make a huge blowout.
I am absolutely certain, because of the people and the dedication and the board of Southeast Leatherfest, that it is going to be absolutely amazing. I can only imagine what it's going to look like, but I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait to come back.
We're all looking forward to that 20, but we're still in the midst of a really fun time here. So
Here in 19.
Yeah, so I appreciate your talking with us very much.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you.
To hear more of the Southeast Leather Fest extravaganza, click on your back button.